Chumash. Politics. Eretz Israel.
Not Hollywood.
Not Hollywood questions. Okay.
Is one allowed to use a disposable cup when for a kosher bracha, such as Brachas HaMazon or Kiddush?
The Kiddush is not a problem. In other words, a cup like this, where you take and you throw it out.
Okay. What problem? It doesn't require two because it doesn't have carbonate to retain it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
What's the shot in that?
Can you explain the idea that a person is bar mitzvah at 13, but they're a bar onshin at the age of 20?
What?
Why a person is bar mitzvah at the age of 13, but they're chayven mitzvahs at 13, but they're not chayven onshin until 20?
That's why he becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 13, like kosher, like a shayis, and ali. And the keeper also, and so it's a male, it's a suras mitzvah. But if it is, it's a suras mitzvah, if it's on the day of the birthday. But if it's not on the day of birthday, so Yom Kislame, in the abdomen, Tuvur Kame says, it's only a suras mitzvah, if the bar mitzvah says it about there.
But now his question also is, so, why is he not a bar onshin when he's 13? Why is he only bar onshin at 20? A bar onshin at 20.
Being Adam is a bar onshin, not being Shemai. Shemai has to be 20 years old.
What is Marcos?
Suffering Marcos.
He's welcome. Because in the Mishnah states that if they testify a man divorced his wife.
What?
He's asking a question from a Mishnah in Makos that says, Me'idun ono bish ploni, sheploni gerish es ishto. And what, he didn't give the ksuba?
And he
didn't pay the ksuba.
He pays the insurance policy. How much it will be worth if he gave her a ksuba and if he didn't give her a ksuba. So that difference he has to pay. Say, a plain insurance policy.
Was that the question?
Yeah. What are the svaras for the two positions in the Gemara that you're dealing with?
What?
There's one sheet in the Gemara that states that it's based on the market value we pay for the man's side of Kesuba and one for the wife's
side.
Yeah,
because each one has his favorable spots. Because the man has a favorable spot because if the wife predeceases the husband, so then he inherits the ksuba, and he acquires net a key in a groove, and he acquires a key in pairs in the field that she put to the money of the ksuba.
And he'd like if you could explain the idea or the story behind Mechiras Yosef. How should we understand it? Why they sold them? What was
there
happening?
Is a kashe against his masad. How is it he didn't let Yaakov Avinu know? He knew that thereby he exposed Yaakov Avinu to so much thought. And then there is a bigger kashe against Yaakov Avinu. How is it that Yaakov Avinu told him, go and find your brothers who are very insane? Didn't he know that they hate him and they are jealous of him? So as far as the first kasha is concerned, because Yosef HaTzadik was sure that actually the brothers who hate him and resent him, so it's not because of a superiority complex, but on the contrary, of an inferiority complex, as Dr. Alfred Adler discovered. When you see a person calls his food to people and he says, you are a dope, I don't want to talk to you. So then the contrary, he really in the depth of his heart, he is very inferior, he is lower than a bug. Now, as far as the kashe against Yaakov Avinu is concerned, Yaakov Avinu knew that even though Yosef HaTzadik, he told the whole Torah, and he was the image in the pattern of Yitzchok, but Be'emes, the brothers said the same idea that Yitzchok that Yitzchok has the potential of that Yaakov has the potential of galvanizing in Kedusha, in Tare, in Yus Hasodim, in Torah, in the aspiration towards reaching the Sulam that is Musaf Arzo, Lereshi Magia Shemaimo, Yaakov Chol, who dreamt only one dream, and Yeshiv dreamt two dreams, but actually it was the same dream, only Yeshiv was like a chemist who analyzes the ingredients of the Chalei. On one hand, he was chilling Sulam Mishahatzo, even till he should keep his feet sturdy on the ground and not be afraid of enemies from right or left. On the other hand, he should try to aspire to go up Milo. And on one hand, Yaakov dreamt that Ibn Torah should not be a killing the man who sits in a corner and isolates himself from the whole world, but he only hopes he'll get a rich father-in-law who'll give him $500,000 and the daughter will be a shetelmacher. That he didn't, but he wanted to support his wife, and he should not be like a parasite. So, but actually, it's the same thing. Okay.
Is there a problem in lighting Hanukkah candles before you daven Maariv?
No, I davened the Hanukkah before I davened Maariv, because I expect to come back at 10 o'clock or 9:30, so it will be a little too late. Okay.
Why are there black stripes on a tzitzis cotton?
He wants to know why there's black stripes.
What?
He wants to know, like, why do you have black stripes on a tallis cotton? Why the black?
Because it's wool.
Well, no, why is it black? Why do they have a black stripe?
Because Yam Demelokia, Demelokia Demelikisako. After sunset, you look at the sky, so you see black and then blue. So the same thing.
Why the brothers sold Yosef?
Because they were jealous of him. They knew they can also be in the image of Yaakov Avinu. But Yaakov Avinu, when they do it, so they blame Yosef. But actually, we blame Yaakov.
I want to know, why is it that Ashkenazim don't put on a talis until they get married? Why don't they put it on when they get bar mitzvah?
That's the mokeres in the Shaharizushim, that he said that high time they loy a kasi asme vitalis mishum de inino de ininosway. So that's why they go. It's the history in Mishach HaShabbos. Kasi reishko keichel levelach ime dishmai. So the Rambam explains in the Mochid that the more superior a thing is, the higher it is. The higher it is.
Why is it that, what's the halacha regarding pre-made soups? Are you allowed to eat just on Shabbos, the pre-made soup, they just require adding hot or boiling water? Are you allowed to use them?
It's already cooked. It's like
it's already cooked.
It's dry.
You just have to add.
It's cooked and dry.
So you just have to add boiling hot water.
Okay. He wants to know if on Shabbos they have soups that they cook, and then they dry it out, and it's just like a
soup.
And it comes in a. It's like a mix. It comes in a container. Yes. And then you put hot water on it, okay, and then it cooks the soup.
You have to use a kusheni or kushlishi. Some mele you will not be mechamed.
So you could do it with a kli shlishi.
That's right, kli shlishi.
Should you put the water in first and then the soup on top?
Yeah.
It's better. Right. Yeah.
What's the halacha regarding the tilas yadayim, whether an atila or a bracha or one or both?
We have to pour water on each hand three times.
What happens by an atilas yadayim for a seuda, what if you're eating less than a kezayis of bread?
So you still make the bracha from a tilas yadayim. The double black samozin is a shal.
And what about if you're just eating the kezayis, just to cool off your mouth, if you had spicy food?
It doesn't make any difference.
If it's less than a kezayis, isn't the Taz say you should wash without a bracha? I thought. In other words,
that's right.
Without a bracha. If you're eating less than a kezayis.
Right. Because he's not destined to eat a kezayis.
Right. So less than a kezayis, you wash.
Right.
You wash, but no bracha.
That's right.
More than a kezayis,
yeah,
you wash with a bracha.
Yeah. What else?
Jeff.
How do we understand the Mishnah in Avos says everything is predestined, so the man is given free choice?
What?
He wants to understand the Mishnah in Avos that says that everything is determined. Right, and man has Bechira.
That is because he has Bechira. It is the Kashi, the Rambam in Purusha Mishnah, Perikei and Perikvom, because the Shaila of the apparent conflict between Priya and Yidiyah. Now, if there is Priya, how can there be Yidiyah? So the Rambam gives the Teretz that the Yidiyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows other things, but the Yidiyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows himself, and by knowing himself, so maybe he knows whatever he created, like somebody, a carpenter, who built the table, the shulchan, so he knows all the characteristics of the table of the shulchan. And by the Rebbeinu Shalom, the will and the goal are one unity. That's all.
What's the halacha regarding an escalator on Shabbos?
What?
An escalator. It's like moving stairs, have a staircase.
Automatic escalator.
Automatic escalator, yeah.
Yes, so there is no issue of a boy because it's going up anyway, unless he carries such a heavy load, let's say of thousands of pounds, so then it's also.
Do you have to make a bracha on liquids that you use?
The person has to take a pill. And they want
no,
to drink...
The purpose is not to have an oil.
So they drink orange juice. They drink orange juice to take down the pill. They don't make a bracha?
They don't make a bracha.
He wants to know why in Sefer HaMakabim there's no mention, it doesn't talk about the Pach HaShemen, the Nes of the Pach HaShemen.
Because the real Nes consisted in the Nes of Pach of the Muhammad, Jewish Muhammad, as we say in Anir Salom, then, but not in the Parashemen. Suppose the Nes did not happen. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner points out that it would be mutter to burn a Shemen Tomei too, because Tumo is Utro Bitsibo. So why the Rebbeinu Shalom show a mess to the media, the cloudy soil that is interested, that cloudy soil should not be satisfied with the strict justice, the strict din, but if nay, Mishua Sadin, and then Mishona Acheret, Kovu Voslem, Mishte Baal Vidoi. So the Rebbe Rebbot Chalta asks why Lishona Acheret. So he said at the time of the Nes there were several sects. The biggest sect was the Jews who wanted to integrate themselves from the Syrian Greeks and to the pagans and to destroy the Samigdosh. The other major group was the instruction by Susim, who did not believe in Tiroshe Baal Peh, and they wanted to do all the kabbonis against the Tiroshe Baal Peh. Only the Fikshute of the Tiroshe B'Ksav, so that was a big catastrophe. So the Chachomim, the smallest group, was Matisyahu Ubonov, that was the smallest group, so they wanted to make sure that it will end in a favorable way, but they waited the whole year, and they saw that it is channeled, the nest is channeled in a constructive way. So then they declared that Resosin L'Simcha V'Har V'Idoi, and that the Simcha of Chanukah is not like the Simcha of Yom Tov, in Simcha V'Boso, in Simcha V'Yayin, but it's a spiritual Simcha, like the Simcha V'Yayin.
Yeah, he said
he wants to understand the Gemara in Megillah that says mazel, the person has mazel, and Rashi says mazel is the sar shal adam b'shamayim. What that means?
This is discussed by the psychologist, by Sigmund Freud and by Dr. Jung. Sigmund Freud was the only psychiatrist who was Jewish, and Dr. Jung was of German origin, and still he had so much understanding. He in 1904 predicted the outcome of the Holocaust. He said that the Germans who are descendants of the ancient barbarians, so the ancient barbarians destroyed the whole civilization in Europe until the Russian Sea, King Charlemagne destroyed them. But if they didn't, they would have been destroyed, the whole civilization of the whole world, not only the Jewish people, but even of the other nations, and the world, especially the human race, would become transformed into a jungle and nothing else. So then he predicted the outcome that it will take place about 1932, and then the European nations, the United States of America, will build a United Nations, and they'll pave the way for the ultimate good. Tremendous. Yeah.
Could you explain another the idea of the sar, the idea of what mazel? Rashi said the mazel is the sar b'shamayim.
The Rambam says in Pirushan Mishnah, "Hamchabes aneya nitnishi yorei meruacho." So ruacho oishedim b'mazikin anikroin kol dovo shehu mazik in an invisible way. And who yochel leabid eskol reilam ben b'machlo shel gashmiyes or b'machlo shel ruchniyes.
Not allowed to brush his hair on Shabbos if the brush will not pull out any of the hairs.
He's allowed. Because even if it pulls out, it's a situation to live. If you brush it properly, but if you just do this and that, it's like moving the toothbrush on the table.
So what if you don't use toothpaste? No, what if you just take the brush with water? No toothpaste?
Without toothpaste.
That's okay?
If you brush it properly, so it's been mache, it's movements out of the surface.
Of the teeth?
Yeah.
Not the paste? If there's no paste, let's say you don't have paste.
No, so that it's moving south the surface of the teeth.
Mm-hmm. So it's machik.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't do it. Okay. Yeah.
What are the feelings of Rosh Yeshiva on the Y agreement?
He wants to know what you think about the peace talks, the agreements with Clinton,
I
the
think
Y agreements.
It's good for the Jewish people. So Clinton has so much trouble because of his premarital relationship with the three prostitutes. So he had to give Miss Jones $1 million and Miss Flower $2 million and Miss Orange $2 million and the Jewish pastor, who knows how much left to give, maybe $50 million. The Congress already spent $50 million on the expenses it had in setting up the inquiry by judiciary committee and Clinton's criminal activities. He is charged by the prosecutor that he collected $50 million and he put it in his pocket.
Now the question is, what about the agreements at Y River to make peace with the Palestinians, to give them back land and to give them back territory?
But President Clinton reprimanded President Arafat for not rescinding the contract in which the chart in which this pledge to destroy the state of Israel. So that's very good for the Jewish people. Right.
The Gemara in Kiddushin on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph explains that if someone tells someone else to kill someone,
so ancient Yehudavir, but Shammai Azok is favorite.
Right. So
at least he horakes to becherav niyamin. Macherav niyamin, he had to neregalo. It's Muhammad of self-defense. Af uriyo achiti einato.
So I think the Gemara says that the Mishaleach, the one who sends the Shaliach to kill, is Chayav B'dinei Shamayim.
Yeah.
So would
that's, because he's a Gehen.
So if we were alive in the times of Hitler, Yamach Shemo.
He said if we were alive during the Holocaust, during the Second World War.
Yeah.
Would we have any halakhic basis for killing Hitler?
And how you'll be saving not only Jewish people, but the whole human race. You know, somebody who was the double of Adolf Hitler assassinated him. He thought he assassinated Hitler. And then it turned out that he was Ben Gile. So he killed an innocent person.
So was Hitler also
Chayev
B'nei Adam?
Hitler was Chayev B'nei Adam without a soil, because he's already a cloud of soil, and the whole world,
So even though he wasn't killing himself?
That's right. Can I start going over the part?
Sure.
Okay. ויהי מקייס שנושאים יומים ופר החילים ונעים אל היעיר ונעיר איריס שבע פוריס יופיס מערה ובריז בוסו ותרנו באוכו and they were grazing in the meadow ונשבע פוריס אחרים איריס אחרים ונעיר רויס מערה ודקס בוסו ותמיד נשא פוריס על סייר ותחלנו הפוריס אמרה, ודקס הפוסו, יישב הפוריס, יפייס אמרה, ואבלי עץ, ואי כספרה, ואי שם, ויחם שניס, יישב השיבולים, אילי וקונה אחות, פרי עץ וטייביס, ויישב השיבולים, דקס ושטוביס קודם, סימפס אחריה, ותבלנו השיבולים הדקס, יישב השיבולים, הפרי עץ, ואמרי עץ, ואי כספר נחלים, ואי בביתיה, ותפועם רוחי, ואיש לבאי כוס כל הרטון מצרים, is called Hachmel, by Sapper Poem is Kalani, in pieces of Pala, by Dabba Sam Maskip, is Pahilimia, is Hatoyani Maskip Hayim, Pali Kosa Pala Odom, by Ignacy, the Mishma Bisa and Bochi, the chief executioner, Uisi, the Sava Even, by Nahalmo Halim, the Halba Lechot, and Evihu, East the Piskei, Halim the Halam, the Shomitono, Nag Ivri, Evans at the Bochi, on Sapolon, by Nifrons from the same East Kalamese Posa, by Igasha, Posa Lono, Kinoyo, Aces or Tane, Lazy Tolo, by Islam Pari, by Ykos Yazi, by Itsum in Abeya, by Galach, by Halach, Simlazo by Lopari. Now there are three kinds of dreamers every human being dreams. A behemoth doesn't dream because they have no ideology, but a human being dreams. So some are realistic dreamers and they dream of preserving the status quo with all its faults. And then there are dreamers like Jacob Ovinu who wanted to change the world. He should become a better world of Suram of Zafalso, Rish Matiya Shemaimo, and one then he has to keep his feet sturdy on the ground and participate with all the nations in respect to economic and political prosperity. And but on a religious level, a Jew is not allowed to integrate himself with all the nations, the Catholics, the Presbyterians, the Protestants, the Unitarians, the Mohammedans, but Vayeshev Yaakov Bodot en Yaakov. Yaakov's greatness consists that can be alone. Congressman Bloom so wrote a little pamphlet. It's called Alone with God is a Majority. And Congressman and Prime Minister Bloom, who was also Jewish in France, so he went to Prague and he studied the Gelom, and he saw the Gelom and he told him that he should go to a certain place where all the Sinai Israel were trying to kill Jews. So he went and he chopped down all the trees, and then he came back. When the Nazis occupied Prague, they smashed it into soil. So the realistic dreamer thinks of preserving the status quo with all its ethical vices, its viciousness, its violence, and so when he dreams that somebody is going to rise and overthrow his power, he didn't know who it was, so then he becomes very grievous and saddened and frustrated. That's why Pari was Gezia Kolabein Ha'ilid Ha'il Ha'il Ha'anorot Ha'shechu Kolabas Techan. So everybody thinks, every economist, every sociologist thinks that the ancient people were primitive people who didn't know anything. But the fact is, they knew much more than the modern scientist. Lenin was
communist.
What?
From communism.
Yeah. Mm. So he was put in the ark, and they took out the internal organs, and every month they had to do it again. But the Chatum and Mitzrayim were embalmed. Yaakov Avinu and the pharaohs, the mummies, and it lasted throughout the millennia. So they knew much more, but they had one chisong. They did not want the common people to become educated. They wanted them to remain in ignorance, in darkness, physical darkness, moral and spiritual darkness. Now, the The next question is, why did Yosef HaTzadik expose the Sarayfim to so much torture? Because he still had 3 days to live, so maybe he'll make confession before Pare and tell the truth that he was induced by another person, but he's sorry for it. And Sarah Mashkin, he encouraged, because let's analyze the dreams of Sarah Mashkin. Vayshaper Sarah Mashkin es chalem eliyeshev vayimalei v'chalemi v'nigefen lifonai ובגפן שלישה סרוגים ויתברחס אולסה ניצו הפרשי הנובים. So the matter says, they Israel, that because when they plant the tree so that all the trees will blossom forth with flowers and fruits. That's why I called my Sefer Perach Mata'ang על ספר מדור, פרח מטען, because in there we discuss הלוך and השקופה, and then, basically, חבר'ס הלוויס, and even the mitzvahs like חישמה, and תפילה, and ברוכס, are only manifestations of the Theophochicenis, external manifestations of the grace and the beauty of the Yefi and the Haze and the Hodor that reveals the internal grace and the internal beauty. Vashti was also a beautiful woman, but what kind of a woman is it? She was ugly. Benecht wrote a book, The Child of the Century, so he said, if you look at the Hollywood, in how the fountains emanate, how water emanates from the fountains, it looks to you like a Gan Eden Tachtei, a real paradise, but when you come near, so then you see the filth, the violence, the bloodshed, how they declare as a hero, Davke, the biggest Ritzeach, they describe a Ritzeach who kills, but he has an unusual mide of Kibudav. So then, the one, the ignorant person who doesn't have much intellectual power, but he only has an impure imagination, wants to emulate him. Some mele, the Tsar Hamashki was a liberal person. He wanted that there should be a better world, an Elam Shekulei Tev and an Elam Shekulei Or. But the Sarayfim, he saw how the Sarayfim dreamt of birds of prey who eat. So he understood that this Kavone in the waking time was to overthrow the power of Pharaoh, and he himself should become the king of Mitzrayim. So that's why Yosef interpreted the dreams of Sarah Mashkin in a favorable way, and the dreams of the Sarayfim in an unfavorable way. Okay. That's all.
Any other questions? Or?
So, what can you do now?
Okay. One question? One more question, maybe?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
How do we understand the Chazal tell us that Yosef had to stay in jail 2 years extra?
Yeah, because he made the tongue in the Sarah Mashkin.
Right. So how do we understand that? Don't we have a principle of Ein Som Chinal Hanes? So all Yosef was trying to do was he was trying a practical way.
But you have to try b'derech hateva, like Yaakov Avinu. So he prepared himself. Leitoron uletfilo umechomo. So Yosef did the same thing. But the only difference is Yaakov Avinu did not place his confidence in the Sinai Yisrael, and Yosef placed his confidence in the Sinai Yisrael. Okay.
Yes. Good. Okay.
Okay.